the land of the lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Catch an ocean current, everyone. Time to travel down, down to the bottom of the sea, to that enchanted kingdom, the land of the lost. No wonder all lost things from up on earth come to life there, for it's the loveliest place you ever dreamed of, with its white sand and pearly palaces, all a shimmer with pale green light. My brother Billy and I never tired of visiting the land of the lost. Every week, our faithful friend, the wise talking fish Red Lantern, would take us down through the tunnel under our lake that led to the ocean. Soon we'd be speeding along on an express current, and before you could say popping periwinkles, we'd reach our destination.
All lost, Pollywogs. It's the land of the lost.
And there's a magic seaweed curtain waiting to open for us.
Hold on a sec, Isabel. Look over there.
Eh? What's that, Billy?
Coming this way. A long line of... Why, it looks like people. Only there aren't any down here.
Wait, Billy. Don't you hear that lovely music?
What? As I live and twinkle, the mermaids from the sea gardens, with Queen Lorelei at their head.
We are the mermaids. On a rippling air, as we journey on through the sea to an echoing melody, ever so sweetly it flows, like an ocean it quickens and glows, and the seafolk all hear it.
Queen Lorelei, welcome to these friendly waters.
Thank you, dear Red Lantern. But we are only passing by. It is the day of our annual pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage? Where to, Queen Lorelei?
To see my dear sister, Queen Alethea. Journey with us a little way, Red Lantern. Our destination is the Crystal Grotto. Alethea will be waiting for us there.
Alethea! Oh, what a beautiful name.
Oh, she is beautiful. She fell in love with the king of Atlantis and went to live with him there.
But I thought the country of Atlantis had disappeared.
No. Atlantis still exists, but a dread barrier separates it from the rest of the ocean, the perilous portal.
What's that?
A single opening in the great wall, which a vast torrent is constantly rushing out.
Gosh!
You can depart from the kingdom of Atlantis, but you cannot re-enter.
Except once a year, Queen Lorelei.
True. One day each year, when the 12th month tide turns, there is a slackening of the current for an hour or so. That is when my sister slips out to give me news of herself.
And to bring us a blue pearl.
A blue pearl? Yes. As a token of lasting friendship.
Jiminy, where do blue pearls come from? Blue points?
No, indeed. They grow on enchanted vines, warmed by the light of the blue moon.
The blue moon?
Ah, there isn't any such thing.
Oh? Then how did you Earth people get that expression of yours, once in a blue moon?
Well, I...
Yes. Oh, but Christopher Columbus, there's the Crystal Grotto sparkling in the distance.
Oh, mermaid, hasten. Alethea will be waiting for us.
Come, sister mermaid, exultant we sing. Let your voices with happiness ring. Oh, Alethea, can you hear? We are hurrying, we are near. We come to meet you, to greet you today. And our hearts are as light as the spray.
Stop! Hush, mermaids.
What is it, your majesty? What's the trouble?
Something has happened. Alethea's not here.
Lorelei! Hark! Did you hear?
Yes, Alethea. She is here. There she comes.
Lorelei. Dear Lorelei.
Alethea.
I bring sad news, mermaid. My husband, brave King Aquarius, whom you all loved, is dead.
Oh, alas, my poor sister.
And my baby son, Prince Pluto, heir to the throne.
Is all well with the boy, my sister?
Oh, he is the most perfect child a mother could wish for. Only...
Only what? Why do you shiver?
Oh, Lorelei, I am afraid. Something strange has happened. The pearl, I was to bring you the blue pearl.
Go on.
I plucked it last night from the moonflower vine and placed it in the jewel casket. It was blue and lustrous as a mermaid's tear. But when I went to fetch it, it had turned black. I fear it is an evil omen. I dared not bring it to you, Lorelei.
There, there, my dear. It is strange indeed. But perhaps Red Lantern here can explain it. What do you make of my sister's story, Red Lantern?
I should like to see the pearl, Queen Alethea.
But I left it at the palace.
And the Aquarians do not welcome strangers within their gates.
The Aquarians? Who are they?
The water folk of Atlantis, Billy.
Oh. What is that?
The bell. The bell that warns of the turning of the tide. I must hurry, hurry back.
But not alone. Get a wriggle on, tadpoles. Queen Lorelei, wait here. I'll do my wetmost to help your sister.
This way, and make haste.
I don't see anything that looks like the perilous portal.
That's because the great wall of Atlantis is built of translucent rock, colored like the water. It's looming above us right now.
And there's the opening, there to the right, where the water is beginning to swirl.
Oh, my goodness, it's coming out fast.